When do we say he can't bring the second day if he didn't finish? The Rashi says, "Oh, the time like come on." Didn't finish the day. You could bring the second day. So my gomer, what does it mean? He finished. Elay megomer karbonosov. He finished bringing all that he had to. My makrib. What do you mean? You have to be makrib tomorrow. You finished bringing all the karbonos. Ela shalay gomer hayoyim. You didn't finish today. Aba gomer hayoyim chayzer makrib. Then you could bring it tomorrow. Like gomer hayoyim, like Rashi says, means ploy hoyu loy shoyis lahakrib kocha gigosvay kashefrish. You did not have enough time to bring all the karbonos that you were mafrish. So in such a case, you have a tashlumim, you could make up for it and bring it the second day. All right, we'll stop here. Here, Daf says somewhere out of the Mishnah. Mishaloi chag b'yom tif harishim. If someone did not bring the korban chagiga on the first day of yom tif, shel chag of sukkis, is alocha chagig as kol haregel, he can make a tashlum and make up for it any other day of Yom Tov of Chol HaMoed, the Yom Tov Achron Shochad, and even on Shemini Atzeres also, even the last day of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, he could also make up for the Chagigam that he did not bring on the first day of Yom Tov. Rashi says, Mishloichad, Shloihebi Chagigosa B'yom HaRishon Shochad, like we learned before, that the Shlomim, the first day you bring is called the Shalmi Chagigam. That's a Choyf to bring. And if you bring it the first day, the next day that you bring a shlomim, that's called Shalmei Simcha. But if you didn't bring it the first day, you can make up for it any one of the days of Yom Tov. And the Chiddush Mishnah is V'Yom Tov Achron Shochag Chogeg Shmini Atzeres. V'Afal Pi D'Regel B'Fnei Atzmihu. Even though really Shmini Atzeres is a new regel by itself that has its own karbonis, but they still have a tashlumim l'rishon. If you did not bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day for the first Yom Tov, you could make up for it and even bring it on Shemini Atzeres. Next 7 days. As we had, that's a Chiddush. You have Shavuos, the next 7 days has a din of Tashlumim. The next 7 days afterwards. If you didn't bring it the first day, you can make up for the next 7 days also. Vayta Ovar HaRegel V'loi Chag. Let's say the whole Yom Tov went by and you did not bring the Korban Chagiga and Achayim Bachriusay. You're not mechuyev to bring it later on. After Yom Tov, you can't do anything about it. You just missed it. Al zeh nemar, on this, the pasuk says, Mu'uvas lo yuchel iskoin, he did something wrong that you can't fix up. Vechesroin lo yuchel imonis. And something you're missing, you can't count, you can't get back again. This is it. You missed Yom Tov. You didn't bring the Korban Chagiga. You can't make up for it after Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Yoimer, Eizel mu'uvas shen yuchel lisokein. What does the pasuk mean? You did something wrong that you can't fix up. So it's not going on a korban, but rather zeh habua l'erva. Somebody lived with an isha that's osa to him on an erva, a chai v'krisus, v'yeholiv v'meno mamzer. And she became pregnant. She has a kid. The kid's a mamzer. There's nothing you can do now. The kid's a mamzer. You can't change him. That's called a real muvas, a kukul that you can't fix up anymore. Im toimar begoinik, because if you want to tell me, stam, somebody steals something, begoizel, he steals or robs, yochlu liachzira v'yisakein, just stealing or doing other averus, you could return it and do tshuva. Mashenkin, if you lived with an erva, and you had a kid, you live with your sister, and you had a kid, the kid's a mamzer, so there you can't fix up anything, that's called the kilkul olam. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, ein karin muvas elalami shoyim esukin betchila. No, Mesukim Muvas means somebody at the beginning was straight and he made himself crooked and he can't fix him up anymore. So it's going that first the person was straight, so that it can't be going on a Mamzer. Mamzer was never straight at the beginning. So what does the Pasuk mean? It means, who is this? It means the Talmud Chochem at the beginning he used to learn Torah and then he was Perish, he stopped learning Torah. That's called the Muvas L'Yechol Isakin. That's called the Muvas. Now you went krum, you went krum on the tangent, you went off the right derech, and that can't be fixed anymore. So the Gemara. Minoan imili. How do we know this, the Trashi? The Yom Tov Achron Shechag HaSukis Tashlumim L'Karbonos Achag Nichidim. How do we know this? That if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first days of Sukkis, you have a right to make up for it even on Shemini Atzeres. That's the Chiddush. On Yom Tov Sukkis itself, that we can understand. There's a Tashlumim. But Lachur Shemini Atzeres is a Yom Tov by itself, so how do we know that Yom Tov could make up for the first day of Sukkot? Tzemura says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel. Nehemiah the Pasuk says Atzeres Beshvi Yisho Pesach. On the last day of Pesach, the Torah calls it Atzeres. V'nehemiah Atzeres Beshmini. And Shmini Atzeres is also called Atzeres. Minah Beshmini Shachag. So we make Gzeres Shova Ma Lahalan. Litashlumin, just like the seventh day of Pesach, Pshita. That's part of the Yom Tov of Pesach. If you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga the first day, you can make up for it even on the seventh day of Pesach. Afkan here also on Shmini Atzeres Asukis, Litashlumin. That Shmini Atzeres is also a Tashlumin you can make up for the Korban that you did not bring on the first day of Sukkot. The Rashi says Atzeres Beshvish of Pesach. The pashas kol abchor in the vorm sheishes yomim tiyochom atzois of a yom ashvi atzeres. So it says the seventh day of Pesach is called atzeres, and it says by shmini atzeres. So mal leshvi shal Pesach tashlum nerishoin shuri eino cholot mi shilafonov. It's the same yomtiv shvi shal Pesach as a chelik of Pesach. So the same thing shmini atzeres cholot mi shilafonov linyan pashak hashav. As even though that shmini atzeres is different, it has its own korban, its own zman. You make the Yom Kiddush and Ushech Yonu, still Shemini Atzeres is a tashlumim for Sukkot. So Gemara says Mufna. This Gzeres Shova, the word Atzeres Atzeres, one of them has to be extra. Can't just be a plain pure Gzeres Shova. Why? Dilav Mufna, because if one of the words would not be extra, Ikol Mifrach. You can ask a question on this Gzeres Shova. That's the klal. A Gzeres Shova, you want to learn out that says the same word in two different places. So you learn out the loch is one from the other. Since you don't have any questions to ask, you can learn it out even though one is not extra. But in a case like this, we have a question to ask, you can only learn it out if one word is extra. Like here, you make yes a question. That by Shvi Shal Pesach, that's Mamish Achelik of Yom Tov Pesach. That's why it's a good Tashlumin. Mashenke and Shmini Atzeres by Sukkot, that's after Sukkot already. That's called the Yom Tov by itself. Maybe by the Yom Tov by itself, you can't make up. So you really can't learn out from Pesach. So that's why you have to say Mufna, one of the words are extra. And when it's extra, then we say, why did the Torah write it? To teach us this Chiddush. Then you learn out the Gzeres Shova and you can't ask any questions. The Rashi says Mufna. O tzricha Gzeres Shova zu shetei Mufna. One has to be extra. Tesulai pachinu nalai midi. Then you don't ask any questions. Techo Gzeres Shova Mufna lemeidin v'yei meshivin. That's the klal. Anytime there's a Gzeres Shova, that one word is extra, you learn, and you don't ask any questions. You don't ask any questions. Yeah. So Mari answers, the verse says, Ikla Mifrach, if not, you can ask the question, Mal is Shvi Shal Pesach, Shekin Eino Cholik Mishlefonov. Shvi Shal Pesach is a regular day of Pesach. Teyoma, but I'll tell you, Bishmini Shachag, and Shmini Atzeres, Shecholik Mishlefonov, that it's different from the days before. The days before was Sukkot, the mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah, Lulav. Now it's Shmini Atzeres, there's no more mitzvah, it's new Yom Tov. So I can't learn out Shmini Atzeres from Pesach. So Gemara says, yes, Laya, Rashi says it means B'yemis, it's true. Afnu Yemufna. One of the words here are extra. Michti, let's see. My Atzeres, what does Atzeres mean when it says by Pesach? It says it's called Atzeres. Atzeres means to say, like the post says, V'yem HaShvi Atzeres. Atzeres means Otzur B'yastiyas Melocha. It's held back from doing malacha, which means to say you're not allowed to do malacha. That's what the word atzeres means. It's hidden, it's held back, like tied up. You can't use that day to do malacha. For the Morak Siv, the Pasuk already says, Loi sase malacha. It says in that same Pasuk, you can't do malacha on the seventh day of Pesach. If so, atzeres, the kosher rachmon olomali, how come the Pasuk has to say the word atzeres? Helishma min alafnuya. The teacher says the word atzeres is extra to use it for Gzeres Shova. That just like this here Atzeres, the Shvi Shal Pesach is a Tashlumin for the first day, Hu Adin Shmini Atzeres is also a Tashlumin for the first day of Sukkot. The Rashi says, Oksiv Lo Sasim Locha, for who Krua Gufa? The Pasuk says, Uba Yom HaShvi Atzeres Lashem Alokecha, Lo Sasim Locha. But since the Pasuk says, on the seventh day of Pesach, you're not allowed to do Malocha, why did the Torah have to call it Atzeres? Elamai calls it Atzeres to teach us that it's also B'yasiyas Malacha. It says that Tzeres to teach us that it's extra to learn out this Gzeres Shova. So the Mor of Atonim Ma'isi Lomihocha. Another Tana learns it from another place, this Yisoid, that Shmini Atzeres is called a Tashlumim for the first day of Sukkot. The Tana will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chagoysim oisoi chag la'ashem shivas yomim. Yishmeka chagigo, yishmeka yomtif, 7 days. This is going on Sukkot. The Chagoyim says the Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim. Yochel, I would think Yechaygig Vahilech Kol Shiva. Maybe there's a chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga all 7 days of Sukkot. Talmud Lai Ma'isai. No, the pasuk says Oisai. That means only the first day. Oisai Yata Chaygig. Viyata Chaygig Kol Shiva. You only have a chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga the first day, but not every single day of Yomtiv. If so, Loma Nema Shiva. Why does it say the word V'chagoysim Oisai Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim? Why does it say 7 days? If the Chi of Korban Chagiga is only the first day, why does it say Shiva? Have the Gemara Latashlumin. It means to make up, like we're learning. If you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga the first day, you have a right to make up for it. When? Any one of the next 7 days. So far we only know this. We only know there's 7 days of Sukkot. Now, Uminayin, how do we know? Shim Loi Chag Yomtev Arisha in Shachag. How do we know if you did not bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot? Shechoygeg v'hoylech as kol haregel v'yomtov ha'achrin. How do we know that any one of the 7 days of Sukkot and even on Shmini Atzeres, the 8th day, you could also bring the Korban Chagiga for the first day? Talmud Leiman, this pasuk says ba'chodesh ha'ashvi tochaygu oisai. Says on the 7th month, that's Tishrei, Chodesh Tishrei, Techaygu Oisai. Like make the whole Chag into a time to bring Kabbonis. Rashi says, B'chodesh HaShvi, Kol Yimei HaChag Omer B'chodesh HaShvi. That's the deal. Any Yomtif that it says in the Chodesh HaShvi, any Yomtif that's in Tishrei, you could make up a Tashlumim for a Sukkot. So that means to say is what Yomtif does mean to include? Shmini Atzeres. Since Shmini Atzeres is a Yomtif, a Chag, that's in Tishrei, therefore even Shemini Atzeres could also be made up of Tashlumim for the first day of Sukkot. That's the Talmud Leima, Ba'chodesh HaShvi Tochagu, means any Chag that you have in Chodesh HaShvi, you can make up. So the Mori'i Ba'chodesh HaShvi, Yochu Yechoygeg, V'olach HaChodesh Kulei, maybe it means to say every single day of Tishrei, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. Maybe every single day, so Rashi, Yochi Yechoygu Velo Kol HaChodesh, Eza Yom Shiyirtz LaTashlum HaMachag. Now that's what it means. Not that there'll be a chiyuv every day. But maybe any day you want, the rest of Chodesh Tishrei, you could make up for the first day Sukkot. Even after Shemini Atzeres. Even 9/10, even after Sukkot. As long as you're in Chodesh Shvi, Tishrei, maybe you could make up. On this, the Gemara says, Talmud Lo Ma'isai. No, it says Isai. Rashi, B'Seif for the Kroh, Shrei Isai Ksivbe. It says two times the word Isai. So we dash in Oisai Yatachoyge, V'yatachoyge Chutzlo. Abizayda, what? Only dit and not more. What does it mean though? Just to say the 7 days, that we know from the other psukim. So Kichra means it means to say even Shemini Atzeres. As long as the day has a shame Yomtif in Tishrei, you could make up a Tashlumim for the first day of Sukkot. But only Shemini Atzeres and not further. So that's how we know the din is if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga the first or any one of the days of Sukkot, you could still make up for it to bring it on Shemini Atzeres. Now the Gemara declares, oh my Tashlumin, what kind of din Tashlumin does it have? If you didn't bring it the first day, when you bring it the second day, what's the pshat you bring it the second day? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumin L'Rishon. The pshat is the main chiyuv has to be the first day. And whoever had a chiyuv to bring the korban the first day, if for some reason you couldn't bring it the first day, you can make up for it to bring it the second day. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yoshi Amar Tashlumim Zelazeh. No, each day is considered like its own chiyuv. The chiyuv starts the first day. If you didn't bring it the first day, there's a chiyuv to bring it the second day. If you didn't bring it the second, there's a chiyuv the third day. Every day has its own chiyuv. So Gemara says, my benai, what's the difference? Hakopon and both hold that if you didn't bring it the first day, bring it the second. Not the second, bring the third. So what's the difference? On the Rabbi Zayr, like we had before, chigor v'yayim rishon. If a person was lame on the first day, so therefore there's no chiyuv to be early regal on a chigor. And therefore, he's potter from Kabbonis also. So on the first day of Yom Tov, he was potter from the Korban Chagiga. And the second day, he became well, and now he's able to walk, now he's able to go on the regal. This is the difference. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Tashlumim L'Rishon, that all the other days are called the makeup of Tashlumim for the first day. That means to say that you that Kivon, the Lechazeb Rishon, Lechazeb Sheni. If somebody that was lame on the first day, or was blind on the first day, he was potter from the early regal, he's potter from the Kabbonis, even the later on the second or third day becomes well, and then he could go up, till he's potter from being in the Korban Chagiga. Because that, that all the other days is a tashlum and a makeup, it's only a makeup for the first day. That means whoever had a chi of the first day, he can make up for it any one of the next 7 or 8 days. Mashenka, and somebody that was potter on the first day, he was a chigur, he was lame on the first day, he could walk at that day, he's potter from other regal, he's potter from the kabbonis, who adin, he has no din tashlumin. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. For Rabbi Oishi Omar, no, tashlumim zelozeh. Each day has its own chiv like. That means, afagad lechazir rishon, even in the case that the person was not well the first day, still, omar tashlumim zelozeh. Means, afagad lechazir rishon, chazir bisheni, rakopor on the second day, now he's fit. Now he's not lame anymore, he's fit to bring the korban. So that's what Moshe learns. Even though he was lame on the first day, he was potter, but now when he becomes well, he can bring the korban on the second day. That's a nafkamina. Like Rashi says, Kulan tashlumim zelazeh means, Ein lecho yoyim behem, shein choyvosoy tlu yeboi, biyatsmoy. Each day is considered like it has its own chiv. Lemi shalai nira b'yimei shlofonov. Whoever wasn't fit for the day before, and today he becomes fit, he has a chiv today to bring the korban. Not like Rabbi Yechonim. Now the Gemara says, O mi yom Rabbi Yechonim, hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechonim said like this, that somebody that's put to the first day does not, cannot make up, there's no din tashlumim, is that true? For Yomar Chizkiya. Chizkiya said like this, Nitma b'yayin, if a nazir was tamei on the daytime, is maybe, but laila any maybe, if he gets tamei at night time, he can't bring. So Rashi says like this, we're talking about the Gemara Krisis brings down to none. Nozir may be korban echod al tumas harbi. A nozir is somebody for 30 days has to be tor, not touch a mace and not drink wine. Let's say in the middle of the nazirus he touched a mace. If he touched a mace, he becomes tamei. So the next 7 days that he's tamei till he becomes tor, all the days that he counted before are lost. And after he becomes tor, he has to start over again his count again. Another, when it becomes tor, he has to start counting over again the 30 days. So then it's like this. Nozir may be korban echad tumas harbi. V'yom achizkiya. Nitma b'yom ches. A person, a nozir touched a mace, and now he wants to become tor. So on the 8th day, he touched a mace. Shuroi l'hovi kabanoisa. The lach is if you tumay for 7 days, and then on the 8th day, you can bring a korban. So on the 8th day now, when this nozir was really fit to bring a korban for his first tumah, he went and touched another mace. He became tamei. Ulahascha mini nazirosov. Really, what happened was he counted a few days nazirus, then he touched a mace. So he's tamei for 7 days. 7th day, he goes to the mikvah. On the 8th day, now he's fit to bring a korban. And now on the 8th day, before he starts to count, he touched the mace again. So lach is v'yom shmoina kodim tuma b'telim. The first 8 days that he counted before avotum. K'mo shenem apot says, v'yom ha-shmini yovish te'torim o'shnei b'na yoyna v'hizol ha-shem koyim en Yisroi v'yom ha-rishonim yiplu ki tamei Yisroi. If the nozir was tamei, the days that he counted are lost. Yiplu. You have to start counting over again. So now this nozir, if he touched the mace the second time, on the 8th day, b'yoyim is mevi. Shrashi korban ala tumah shniya. He has to bring a second korban for the second tumah now. Why? Shekvah neschayiv b'korban atumah. He was already chayiv for the first tumah. He touched the mace, and he was tor for 7 days, and then on the 8th day, the day roy to bring a korban, so it came a time when he was able to bring the korban. And then an hour later, he became tummy. So since there was a time, though, that he was able to bring a korban, it's like that chiv is chal. And now when he touches a second mace, it's like a new tumah, and he has to bring a second korban for the second tumah. V'ischu shniya, v'rezu tumah acheres. It's called a new tumah. Avonitma b'leil shmini, let's say no. He touched a mace, and he's trying to become Torah for 7 days, and then the 8th day, he could first bring the korban on the 8th by day. Now the 8th by night, before he could bring the korban, let's say he touched the mace again. Then any mevi, he doesn't have to bring a second korban. El a korban echod, the one korban that he was going to bring for the first tumah, helps now for the second tumah. Why? The chivon de lo yotze mitumah sarish orishayna l'shoh shirui lahovi aler korban. There never came a time from the first tumah that you were able to bring a korban. like you waited 7 days, you can't bring a korban yet. So only after the eighth day, on the eighth by day, you could bring your korban. Here by the night, into the eighth day, you became tummy again. So there never came a time fit for you to bring the korban. Therefore, it's considered like this chayva the korban arishoin v'yein la tashlumin. It's like you were not mechuyev in the first korban, and there's no tashlumin for that, and you don't have to bring it. You only bring one korban for both these tumis. That's what Chizki says. For Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. Af balayla nami mevi. Even if he first became tummy the second time at the night going into the eighth day, still is considered like the first chiyuv was chal, and he has to bring a second korban now. Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan, Nomar, Hoyu v'tovah l'tumasai. On the seventh day, he went to the mikvah, to the first tumah. The Herav Shimshon came at night time already. So when it comes the night, nischayv of the korban, it's considered like he has a chiyuv to bring the korban for tumas naziris. The yafa pi shein lana roy the korban, even though at night it's not fit to bring the korban, because the hilchos korbanus is only by day, not by night. Alma, what do you see from the Yechanan? Afal pi de loy royal the korban, even though he's not fit to bring the korban now at night, still the din is yesh le tashlumin. He has a tashlumin, like we're saying now, it's fitted, like there's a chiyuv to bring the korban, and now that it became tumma, he can't bring it, so there's a tashlumin, you can make up for it later. So you see, even though there's a time when you can't bring the korban right now, still there's a tashlumin. So the kashin of Yechanan, how come you say, if the first day of Sukkis, you're lame, you have no chiyuv to bring it, you can't make up tomorrow. See here, why if the Nazir was tummy at the night of the eighth day, he also wasn't fit to bring the korban. So how come there's a tashlumim, you have to bring two korbanos, you have to bring a korban? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Shani Tuma, the Yeshla tashlumim bePesach. Tuma is different. What are you telling me now? It came the night of the eighth day already. So really, the beginning of the eighth day at night, really it's a time to bring a korban. Just as halacha though, at night you can't bring a korban. So what happened? It became tummy. So now that it became tummy, we're saying even though you couldn't bring the korban, there's a tashlumin. So Gemara says tum is different. Because anyway, by kavanas we find there are cases that if you tummy the first day of Pesach, there's a tashlumin for tumah. In other words, it's really like you are mechuyev bedover. And there's a din tashlumin to make up for it. If somebody's tummy the first day of Pesach, there's a loch of Pesach Sheni, the Gemara says. Shani Tuma, the yesh lo tashlumin be Pesach Sheni. So therefore, by Tuma, even though you're tummy now, and if you can't bring a korban because you're tummy, for that we see the Torah makes a tashlumin. The Torah says you can make up for it. If somebody's tummy on Erev Pesach, Pesach Rishon, he can't bring a Pesach Rishon, the loch is, let him wait to Pesach Sheni, bring it then. So the fact you tomei does not stop you from getting a chiyuv to be able to make up to bring the korban. So therefore here Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. If the nazir on the night going into the eighth day says cool, then really he's fit to bring a korban. If it becomes tomei, then there's a tashlumin for a tumah. The verse says, Maskel or a papa, what was the kash like this?